It's time for Sports Central with Corey Geiger. Brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM. Tune in over the next hour as Corey talks about the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. Call in now, 814-946-0435. That's 814-946-0435. Now, Sports Central with Corey Geiger. Brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM.
Goodness, man, we've got less than a week to go until Christmas, Nathan Forlina. Can you believe it? We got snow on the ground now. Yesterday was like 50 degrees.
Yeah.
So it's hard to believe Christmas is coming up when it's 50 degrees, and then obviously the weather changes here. So now it looks like Christmas out there.
Yeah, the weather sets the tone real quick and reminds you, hey, we're right around the corner here from Christmas. 6 days away, Corey, 6 days away.
I got most of my shopping done. You got a lot of your shopping done?
I think everything is either ordered or I don't think there's any last-minute gift. I think I pretty much got everything done tomorrow, or yesterday I got the final shopping done. So I think we're officially set to go. Just need to do some wrapping. You got your wrapping done yet?
You know,
that's a no.
That's a story. No. We wrap. This is
you
all
wrap, like vanilla.
Yes, we do all of our wrapping on Christmas Eve. Always.
Okay.
Always. We do the church service, then we do our dirty Santa, my sister-in-law's, and then we come home and do the wrapping. We try to start at 11 o'clock and be done by. But sometimes we're wrapping till 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Now, this is the complete opposite. When I was growing up, we had all the presents under the tree for like a week or two. And then me and my brother, we were being jerks and we would always open them and try to, cheat and everything. But do you have presents under the tree or do they just appear Christmas morning?
As me and my siblings got in order, they start getting under the tree earlier and earlier. So they trickle down kind of as they get wrapped. They're put, down there and stuff. But, for me, I usually, as soon as I get something, I wrap it. So I don't got to worry about it. My closet right now is full of gifts that have not been wrapped up.
Oh, that's
yet.
All right.
So,
are you good at wrapping? How many pieces of tape? Serious question.
Let me think.
How many pieces of tape, folks? We're getting into the serious stuff today. College football discussion coming up in a bit. We got Alabama, Oklahoma a little bit later tonight. Could something happen for the first time in like whatever 700 years or whatever the hell it is?
I think it might.
We'll see. I got some good football stories. One about a Georgia fan who's doing a Christmas concert at school, and he refuses to sing Rocky Top. We're going to play that for you. Joel Klatt blasted the NCAA tournament. Then he got blasted, I'm sure, so he had to come back and recant. So we'll kind of get into bad sports takes. But this is an important question because this, quite frankly, determines your competency in a lot of ways. How many pieces of tape do you use for an ordinary size package for Christmas? Let's just say it's, a box, just a normal size box. How many pieces of tape do you use?
I think I use 8.
Let me explain. Oh my God, what?
Let me explain.
Are you kidding me?
So, you fold it.
You are incompetent then.
No, this is a competency question. Let me tell you. Maybe it's 9. Maybe I miscounted.
Oh my God.
So you put one down like the initial like. Okay, so I'm thinking like a, let's just go like an 8x10 box, okay? Let's
go with that.
So you put one down like on the first layer when you fold across. And then what you do is you fold the second layer across and you put 2 down. And then whenever you fold in like the end pieces, you put one on each side, like hold down those end pieces and you flip it up. There's one there. So that'd be 3 on that side. So 9 total. 9 total is what I use. If you're following what this is whenever we need the video camera going,
right.
So I can kind of explain.
We do need that. I see a lot of these radio shows that have we absolutely do need that. So I'd like to see if we can get on that.
Maybe some changes coming into the new year. We'll see. What do you use? 3 pieces, Corey?
I try to use 2.
What the? This is like your coffee thing where you just
No, listen. I watched a video the other day on Facebook of, I want to say it was either Korea or Japan, and they have mastered the art of wrapping a present with one piece of tape. And it's spectacular, and it looks gorgeous. So when I say the competency component, I'm phenomenal at it. I'm phenomenal at wrapping presents. If I have to use a third piece of tape, it's usually because the box is oblong or something. Okay. Because you can do these things in a way. Now look, this is one of these things where I'm going to make fun of you for being young.
Okay.
Because once you've wrapped several hundred more presents, you will become more efficient. And with anything in life, you're going to become more efficient. You will find a way. When you said eight. I'm like, what the hell, man? This isn't like a tennis racket where you have to have seven different things, right?
Damn, I really wish we had that video.
Just game. So
I'm gonna bring a little box. I'm going to bring a box.
Like a box the size of this phone. Like this phone would be in a box. You're using eight pieces of tape in this thing.
I'm trying to think. Yeah, probably. Like, oh man, I gotta bring in a box or something. We can do this on air.
If I have to use more than two, I'm disappointed in myself. But a lot of times you do have to get the third because it's all in the folding.
Okay.
First of all, you never put. Again, we have no video. Say I've got a square piece of thing. You never put it directly in the middle.
Okay, so do you do the diagonal?
Angle it.
I've seen that.
You have to angle it, and by doing that,
then you can maybe use
you will
three.
Expand your horizons.
Yes, you can use three there because you can just fold
because
it.
Yes, you are just folding things in. See, I feel like I have opened your eyes to the world and made you a more competent person.
I've done that method before, and you do use less tape.
Right. Yeah, I mean, look.
I just think it looks more
you
pretty.
You can do four or five.
I think it looks more aesthetically pleasing whenever you do it with eight, and you get able to really, like.
When I'm on my 10th or 15th present wrapping at 1:30 in the morning, I really don't care what it looks like because I've got little kids who are going to just tear through it right away. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean,
my wife, she's exquisite with all of these things. My mom was growing up. Everything had to be, my mom was like OCD kind of. Mm-hmm. Just everything had to be absolutely perfect with you couldn't have a single strip of wrapping paper out of, or mine, you know, there might be one or two where like, you know, instead of the print, the white is showing on the bottom or something, but it's the bottom.
That happens. My girlfriend was helping doing some wrapping today at our house, and she's one of those where it's perfect somehow every single time.
Every time.
Like mine, like there might be like a little bit of air underneath it. It's not like there's always something off with it. Hers is just like perfect, like somehow cut to a T, and it's just.
How many pieces of tape does she use? Is she a competent person?
She does my method, so. That'd be eight or nine.
I consider myself an efficiency expert. I try not to do anything in anything from my coffee to anything. The steps I try to maximize my way around life to where I'm taking, quite frankly, the easiest path possible in everything that I do.
That's the Geiger mentality right there. That's the Geiger mentality.
All right. We've been having fun with Christmas songs
here.
Oh,
my God.
We never got to get to this the other day. Before we get to our college football discussion, I'm going to play for you what just might be the worst Christmas song you've ever heard. This is the great version of the song by John Lennon. Children's Choir, Yoko Ono is in it, but I love the Children's Choir part of this. Very different kind of Christmas song because it's the war is over part, but this is a classic.
Oh, this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and a new one just begun. And so this is Christmas. I hope you have fun. The near and the dear ones, the old and the young.
A very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
How can this not make you feel good? With these children singing. I think it's the Harlem Christmas Choir. All right. Not the greatest song, not the greatest Christmas song ever, but it's a very, very good song. I do not bag on Maroon 5. I think Maroon 5 is okay. I think Adam Levine is okay. Pretty good voice, distinct voice, a little different. You know, he was on that show, The Voice. He's been ripped on a good bit for the last 10 years for kind of selling out and all that stuff. Mm. Hey, look, I don't have a problem selling out, whether you're Nickelback or Creed or Journey got accused of selling out. Chicago got accused of selling. You know what happens? You end up making hundreds of millions of dollars.
The only thing I could point out from Maroon 5 is their Super Bowl halftime performance.
Was it bad? I don't remember.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. That's the only thing I can rag. And then what you're about to play.
Now, this is not really just my opinion. I've actually done some research on this, and I've found that this is generally listed among the worst Christmas songs ever. This is Maroon 5's cover of Happy Christmas, where they just completely and totally miss the mark in every way.
And what have you done? Another year over, a new one just begun. And so this is Christmas. I hope you had fun. Near and the near one.
I know you might be crying out there, wishing that it wasn't Christmas. I'm going to fast forward here a little bit to
We hope you had fun. The near and the dear ones, the old and the young, without anything.
Okay, that's as much as my ears can take on that. I heard this for the first time last week, and we were going to do we were going to bring this up earlier in the week, but we had some other things going on. You would agree with me, Nathan, that this song is just so off in their arrangement and the way they went about it.
It sounds like this was recorded maybe in 5 minutes. How long's the song?
3:27.
Sounds like this
one
was
one take?
Recorded.
Just one take?
Yeah, one take. 3:27. This is horrible.
Just be.
Listen, Corey Geiger has an excellent voice. His version of this would be much better.
I mean, really, when I bagged you on the Faith Hill, where are you Christmas or whatever? I actually heard it again today.
Yeah, it's a good song.
It's a decent song.
It's growing on you. It's growing on you. Isn't it, Corey?
I don't quite understand what the hell she's talking about though. The lyrics don't seem to make a lot of sense as you're following along with the song. But anyway, I want peppy. I'm gonna play my Kelly Clarkson song here in a minute. I want peppy Christmas. I want happy Christmas. I do not want.
Well, Maroon 5 embodies all of that, Corey. That's the thing.
So happy Christmas. No, that is awful. Christmas songs should be all about being peppy. I want to be excited about Christmas.
It doesn't have to be, you know, to the Kelly Clarkson extent of peppy, but.
Be quiet. I'm about to play the song.
I know you're about to play a song.
Oh, I gotta wait through the advertisement. But no, seriously, so Maroon 5, again, this isn't just my opinion. If you Google.
When did it come out?
If you, like 12 years ago, if you Google the worst Christmas songs ever, you will see that one is on a lot of lists. Not this one.
No. Where do you think this ranks among?
I have a feeling that, because this song's 12 years old, I have a feeling that over time, in 20 or 30 years, this could be, not. It'll never be All I Want for Christmas Is You. That's the greatest Christmas song of all time. I have a feeling that this will be a lasting, because it's pop radio, it's perfect for the radio, it's upbeat, peppy, everybody loves Kelly Clarkson, she's a very, very likable person. I get the feeling that this will be a top 10 Christmas song every year. For most of our adult lives.
I'm looking on the Ranker website. I'm going to see where it goes. That's where a bunch of people go and just rank stuff. So,
caller number 3, you love my Kelly Clarkson song.
Yeah, that's the top one. But what about Leroy Anderson's The Original Sleigh Ride?
Leroy, is it bad?
No, it's great.
Leroy Anderson.
Sleigh Ride.
Leroy Anderson's Sleigh Ride. All right, I'll find it here. Is this upbeat and peppy?
Yes. Oh, it's great. It's right up there for me.
Oh, yeah, this is great. I love this. Yeah, this is fantastic. I recognize you. I don't always know the names of these songs, but, oh, it's a good video. They're showing lots of paintings of white Christmases and stuff like that. All right, I like it. Good stuff.
Yeah, that takes you back. Hey, I don't know if you want to do it today, but you had Yoko Ono on, right? Wasn't she part of that Christmas song?
She was on it. You don't hear a lot of her. You hear John and you hear the Christmas choir, but Yoko is in there, unfortunately.
By the way, it ranked number 57, the original, the Yoko and John Lennon one.
Number 57?
Number 57. So,
okay. What's number one on there?
Number one, okay, so I'm looking.
Take your time.
Underneath the Tree is not on the list.
Not yet. But again, I think it's one of those things that will be. All right, what else you got today, buddy?
Well, just real quick, if you want to play a few seconds of this, Yoko Ono doing Stairway to Heaven. It's a classic.
I was
Googling yesterday because Nathan says he can't stand Yoko Ono, so I finally got around to reading like the most hated entertainers of all time. Yoko was not on the list. And it was one list that I found, like Taylor Swift is on. Come on. I mean, tons of people love Taylor. Tons might not. Nobody likes Yoko. No one. Like, there's literally no one
except
that likes Yoko Ono. So
why are you saying no if you haven't heard it, though?
Oh, because I've heard her sing before?
Pull it up.
Two things. One, she's
just
a horrific.
Play a few seconds of it.
What's it called?
Stairway to Heaven, Yoko.
Stairway to Heaven by Yoko Ono.
I can already just
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, it's coming here.
Are you sabotaging it? Like, is this a sabotage thing? Or
what if this is like if this is like the greatest song ever? I'm going to flip my lid here and just go berserk.
It's better than the original.
It's better than the original. Okay, I'm not a huge Stairway to Heaven fan. That's blasphemy, I know, for some people. Here we go.
Yeah, I have to go a little bit ahead.
Come on.
Here she comes. Hold on. Give it a minute. Give it a second.
Oh, I've seen this. Yeah. I've seen this video. Come on.
Here it comes. Here she comes.
No way. Run that back. Run it back. Run it back. Oh, you see Corey's face right now. Oh my God.
Why? I thought we had a good thing going here. Why would you do that to us on week before Christmas?
Call number three. You're never going to be, there's going to be no suggestions from here on out.
You're banned from music. And here's the thing.
Oh my God.
I know, I have learned a lot about the Beatles growing up. I used to be one of those idiot, you know, 80s kids. The Beatles are so overrated. I've learned a lot about the Beatles and their legacy and their history. John Lennon was a piece of crap, by the way. John Lennon was a piece of garbage. He left nothing to Julian Lennon. Nothing. Not a dime. Julian had to sue Yoko Ono, and the court case, you know how long the court case lasted before Julian got any money?
How long?
16 years. You know how much Yoko is worth right now?
How much?
$700 million.
Crazy.
He left Julian nothing. Julian was his son from his first wife, whom he abandoned and completely abandoned his family. Like, completely deadbeat dadded them in the mid-60s and just completely left a wife and a newborn baby at home in the 60s. That was what John Lennon did. So the John Lennon singing about world peace and harmony and all that stuff was actually, quite frankly, a piece of garbage. And a lot of Julian wrote in his memoir how his dad was really, he couldn't reconcile his dad being this famous lover of peace and everybody respecting him, and yet the man he knew was a complete and worthless human being as a father.
Well, when you hear that voice,
and so you blame it on Yoko, right?
Yeah.
Well, but you know, you can blame it on John, but a lot of people blame Yoko. Caller
number
three. Yeah, go ahead.
Probably John was driven insane by Yoko's voice. And
I'm driven insane by what we just listened there.
His jaw actually, like, you could see it drop to the floor.
I thought it was like a joke video, like a Beavis and Butthead or something. All right, we're gonna talk some sports here in a second. There's more music with this sports, but it does lead into our college football playoff discussion.
Nobody knows more about pipes and cigars than J.M. Boswell. They've been making pipes for 50 years. Here's J.M. Boswell himself.
I want to invite you all to come to our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars, great pipe blends, and you can sit in our lounge, have a smoke, enjoy yourself. Boswell Pipes is located at 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria, PA. We are open from 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturdays, and always online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
Penn State football is going bowling and taking on Clemson in the Big Apple. And Grubco Busing has all your transportation needs covered. Head to legendary Yankee Stadium on Saturday, December 27th for the Pinstripe Bowl on one of Grubco's charter buses for only $300. And you'll receive a round-trip travel ticket and a ticket to the game to cheer on your Nittany Lions. Or if you already have a ticket, let Grubco Busing do the driving for you for only $95. Buses leave from Huntington at 3 a.m. and State College at 3:40 a.m. Drop-off is near Yankee Stadium, allowing plenty of time for pregame fun. Call 814-907-0518 to book your day trip for the Pinstripe Bowl today. That is 814-907-0518. Check out their website, grubcobusing.com, to see all their upcoming trips and tours, including Nashville, Salem, Mass., Sight and Sound, Ark Encounter and Creation Museum, Dutch Apple Theater, and so much more. Private trips are available as well. Traveling is easy because Grubco Busing has got you covered. Don't miss out on these awesome events. Give Grubco Busing a call today at 814-907-0518.
With all the activities and sports you and the kids are involved with, who has time to cook? So with that in mind, let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 3-cut lunch deal with a soda. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for their awesome 15-cut big deal. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 28-cut party box. It's time to get you and your team to Best Way Pizza before or after the game. Best Way Pizza, Greenwood, Altoona, and Hollidaysburg.
Get a great deal on select Kubota construction equipment featuring durable Kubota engines. More comfort, more productivity, more get it done right. Right now, write it off a lot and write it off your taxes for zero down, 0% APR for up to 36 months or save up to $4,500. Now through December 31st. Subject to credit approval. Consult your tax advisor. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Write it off your taxes at McCoy's Lawn and Garden, Route 36 in Roaring Spring.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Find out more today at High Street Gingrich Insurance Agency, Altoona.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Walk right through the door, it's all here to explore. With guides in the know and prices so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Drink responsibly, B21.
A new exclusive offer with an eligible Bank of America Visa credit card is your opportunity to go from cardholder to ticket holder for the FIFA World Cup 2026. For a limited time, when you're approved for a new customized cash rewards or unlimited cash rewards Visa credit card, you're eligible for a chance to purchase FIFA World Cup 2026 tickets. Learn more today at bofa.com/cardfwc26. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, proud to be the official bank of FIFA World Cup 2026. Bank of America NA in partnership with Visa. Terms apply. All rights reserved.
We've got college football playoffs starting tonight. Nathan Forlina, I am picking the Oklahoma Sooners to beat Alabama. What do you think of that? You think I'm crazy? It's only a 1.5-point line. It's essentially a pick 'em.
Yeah, I already put my money on Alabama tonight.
On the money line, what?
Yeah, minus 105. You get a profit boost on it, too. Yeah. So it's like up to like plus 145. So feeling good about that. I just think it's so hard to beat a team twice in the same year. And Alabama outplayed them significantly the first time around. It was just a bunch of turnovers and mistakes down the stretch mm-hmm. that really cost Alabama. So I think that John Mateer, he just has not been the same since his injury. Alabama's getting back the running game with Jam Miller, it looks like. I think things are trending upward for Bama. Comparatively, I think, to Oklahoma. So I think the Crimson Tide.
It is interesting. It's interesting that Oklahoma's favored in this game.
It's not. They're home. I mean, that's why.
Sure, yeah.
That's why.
Right, yeah. Because, I mean, I don't, I'm not totally sold on Oklahoma.
I'm not sold on Alabama. I'm not sold
either.
On either.
I mean, Alabama, watching that Auburn game, I know it's a rivalry and all that stuff, but, then getting hammered by Georgia. They got some rest, though. Spoiled's not the right word. We got conditioned during Nick Saban's era to just think Alabama was just better than everybody. Mm-hmm. Because they probably were 75% of the time. There were some other times where LSU got them or at the end Georgia got. But for the most part, Alabama, like the Patriots during their dynasty. Do you know for the Mirror Fearless Football Forecast that I did, that they still do at the Mirror, where we'd pick football games every week. Do you know how many times I picked against the New England Patriots my last 10 years there?
Was it like zero?
Zero. Wow. I never picked against the New England Patriots. Not ever. Because you're talking 12, 13 wins. They were favored. I want to say they were favored in like an NFL record, like 66 consecutive games or something. I don't know what the hell it was, but I think they set the NFL record for me. So you never had any reason to pick against a Patriot. You never had any reason to pick against Alabama.
Now you do.
Yeah, now you do. Now
you're talking like Georgia's that team where it's
do
like,
you remember what I said? We had a discussion about this, and I said, you know what? We need to talk a lot more about how the SEC has fallen off compared to the Big Ten. And then we ended up spending several weeks kind of going in and out of that topic. Mm-hmm. You know, I remember we brought up what A.J. McCarron said about their NIL at Alabama. And now you look at back-to-back national champions. I think the best teams in the country are probably in the Big Ten, or at least I think the best team in the country. We'll see about Indiana. But I look at the SEC, and I think it's still really good. But I think this year the Big Ten had more All-Americans. Mm-hmm. I think maybe more projected first and second round draft picks are in the Big Ten this year than the SEC. So that's the difference. No matter what people claim, SEC bias, this, that, and the other, the SEC backed it up. They walked the walk, mm-hmm. or they talked. They walked the walk and talked the talk because they went out with NFL players all over both sides of the field for 15 years, and mm-hmm. and there's no denying that they were the best league. But now that everybody can pay. You got an Indiana coming out of nowhere and Alabama going the other way.
The way I put it, I think the SEC is for teams in general. I think teams are more balanced in the SEC.
Sure.
And I think it's deeper as well. I think the SEC, the 9th or 10th team in that conference, could go out there and beat the 9th or 10th best team in the Big Ten. They could probably even hang with, you know, the 4th or 5th best in the Big Ten. But when you're looking at top-heavy talent, like Ohio State, I think, is the best team in the country. I think Georgia is playing really well right now, though, so I don't want to discount them. I think Georgia should win this. I think Georgia – I'm picking Georgia to win the national championship. I think they will.
Over Ohio State or
So I'm trying to think about how the bracket would shape out. I think Georgia – it's weird to say, but right now I'd rather play Ohio State than Indiana or Texas Tech.
That's interesting because it's the same thing with Ohio State. Last year, they lost to Michigan, came in, just bulldozed mm-hmm. everybody. I kind of think they're going to do the same thing.
I think it would help if they were playing this week, but they're not. They're
if they
off.
Would have beaten Indiana, I might take you up on Georgia.
Ohio State's going to have a pretty tough second-round match. Like, Georgia's going to go in and play an Ole Miss or Tulane, which whoever they play is going to be fine for them because Tulane's Group of Five team, and then Ole Miss is basically coachless, and a lot of these players are one foot out the door already, so... I think Georgia has a much easier path. Like, Ohio State's going to have to come and play Texas A&M, which they can beat anybody in the country. I know they're mm-hmm. 7th right now.
Yep.
They have one loss to Texas. Or they play Miami, who is trending up right now and looking pretty good. If Carson Beck doesn't crap down his leg, Miami can go out there and be one of the best teams in the country. So I think Ohio State is set up for a tough second-round matchup, while Georgia isn't. Then you go into the next round, and then... I think Georgia head-to-head beats Ohio State.
We've got a great Georgia story here in 1 second.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Welcome to the show, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
George from Altoona.
What's up, George? How you doing, my man?
We appreciate your sports talk here for the last 5 or 10 minutes.
You don't like the Christmas music talk, George?
But what we got to say today is we're going to pick on Corey Day.
All right. We should have shows on that. I got thick skin.
Roast Corey shows.
Number one, Nathan, we have never heard you express yourself so much as when you said you ought to see the look on Corey's face.
Yeah. Well, did you hear Yoko Ono try to sing
Stairway to Heaven? I'm telling you, if you saw the face,
it almost made me cry.
of happiness.
And number two, Corey, this is for you. You were saying about how excited you get around Christmas time and doing the presents. Is that true?
That is true. I absolutely love Christmas.
It can't be.
Yeah.
If you get any more wound up, boy, your head's going to blow off your shoulders.
Yeah. I've always been known as being, do you know what award I got in my high school in 10th grade?
Like a superlative?
Yes, I was in my yearbook, and the girl that got this, her name was Lynn Corsi, good friend of mine. George, do you know what award? My high school was roughly similar to the size of Hollidaysburg. We graduated maybe 320 kids a year. Now it's about 700. My high school is massive now. But in 10th grade, in our high school yearbook, I was named something. What do you think I was named?
Is it the most likely thing?
It's most likely to assassinate Lincoln.
What? No. I should let this linger a little bit. I'm not going to tell anybody the answer. The answer will not surprise anyone. I'll tell you here in about 10 minutes.
Most likely to spew out of her.
It's not a most likely.
Take.
It's more of a description. It's not a most likely, but it's more of a description of me.
Well, thank goodness for you guys being on the radio. We sure do enjoy it.
Thank you, buddy.
That should be our call-in question one day, is guesses for that, and we'll see who the closest
is. It's very, very easy when I tell you. You're going to be like, of course, how could it not be me out of these 320 people?
All right, so we can rule out most handsome.
I was not most handsome. I was not.
Oh, man, what could it be?
I knew most about sports of anybody in my class, but I got a very, just like George is talking about getting excited, that kind of stuff. It's a very, very easy one. Nebraska man, what's going on? What do you think I was named in my high school, Nebraska man? You got a guess?
Yeah. Most to succeed coming to Pennsylvania.
Very specific award, but...
Specific award.
Down in Arkansas, too.
I definitely won that. Nathan, did you get one? Were you named anything?
I was not named a superlative.
I like how the very first thing you threw at you, a-hole, was not... It wasn't most handsome. All right, what do you got, Nebraska man?
Hey, Corey, before I get into this football, how about next year? We have our party next year. Let's have a Corey Geiger roast. Let the guys
go.
Like, we need to do the thing where, like Michael Scott does in The Office, where he's sitting up there.
I have pretty thick skin, but I don't know that I can take a Tom Brady, Nikki Glaser type of.
What caller would put on the best performance, you think?
I think caller number three would have... Dan. With all due respect, Dan, like there's not a lot of compass or filter with Dan. I think Dan would come in and like destroy my whole life, and I'd have to go be homeless for a little while or something.
Hey, make the top 10 callers. Let's have a Corey Geiger roast. Keep it to about 2 or 3 minutes. And have everybody get up and give their opinions.
That would destroy Corey internally for the rest of
it. It would. I can joke with you on the air that I've got thick skin, and I kind of do, but...
He's walking himself back.
I could just see that getting out of hand pretty quickly. My kids would love it.
We'd have to make sure you had a couple bottles of wine in you.
Yeah, right.
It's going to be an easy weekend in the playoffs. Oregon, they're going to be easy. But I'll tell you what, if he can play pretty good, if he can keep his head above water, control the clock, because Miami does have a good defense. I believe that Miami can go in and beat Texas A&M at Texas A&M.
Miami's got a lot of talent. There's no question. Miami's got a lot of talent.
I think Miami's more talented than Texas A&M. Can they put it together is the question.
Mm-hmm. Right now, A&M's only favored by 3. And this is the way it should be. Like, Penn State last year was favored by 9 over SMU and by 11.5 over Boise. That's ludicrous. Tulane, Ole Miss is favored by 17.5 over Tulane. Oregon's favored by 21 over James Madison.
The Ole Miss spread, I think, is a little too big considering all the turmoil there. And they've already played once, too, so there's going to be adjustments. I think that might be a little bit too – 17.5 is a lot of points.
I tell you what, though, guys. Oregon better not sit down on this James Madison team. I'm telling you that. They're not in the class of Oregon, but if Oregon thinks they're just going to go in there and walk over these guys, I mean, they better keep their A game like they were playing against a good team, because James Madison, I've watched them a couple times this year. They're a very nice ball club, but they're not in the category of an Oregon.
I'm picking Ohio State to win it all. Nathan is picking Georgia. Who are you taking? We stumped you.
I'm changing mind. I'm going Indiana.
No.
What?
No,
I'm going Indiana.
No way. No,
I'm going Georgia.
Hey, Corey, I will say this. If it comes down to Ohio State playing Georgia, I'm taking Ohio State. But if Ohio State loses, then I'm going to go with Georgia.
Like I said, it's just a feeling, because I think Ohio State is the best team in the country, and they got Jeremiah Smith and Carnell Tate. And Julian Sayin, I think, learned he got brought down a good bit.
But they have some turmoil going
on.
Brian
Hartline. Sure.
Like, there's a lot of stuff going on. There's people under a transfer portal.
But these guys, I mean, that's everywhere. So I just feel like them losing to Indiana, there's nothing better to refocus 19 and 20-year-old kids who are the most cocky kids and think that they're the greatest thing in the history of the world, than losing a game. You lose a game, you just – it resets and refocuses everybody.
Hey, Corey, I want to ask you one quick question before I go. How come they'll be talking about Indiana in the playoffs?
It is a good question. Hey, it's a very good question. Indiana, with what they did on both sides of the ball, I still sit here and I'm stunned. I still think Ohio State's better than them. I still think Ryan Day screwed up not going for it on 4th-and-1. But I give Indiana all the credit in the world. They came out and played to beat Ohio State, you got to play defense. This is one thing that Penn State has always been able to do against Ohio State, and why Penn State could always be competitive with Ohio State. They could match up with them physically. I didn't think Indiana would be able to match up with them physically, but they did. And, you know, that I'm not discounting Indiana. I just get the feeling like if they have to run into a Georgia or an Ohio State again, I just think it wouldn't go their way.
I think because Indiana's offense didn't look incredible against Ohio State. I mean, they put up 13 points. It was one Surratt deep ball, like back shoulder fade, that got him a touchdown. They struggled a little bit offensively, so I think that if they run into a team that is able to figure out their defense, which is what Sig has done. Sig has improved the defensive line and the offense. The trenches is where Indiana's proved so significantly that they're now playing this complete ball and they're able to beat these top-tier teams. But if you get a team that just is, you know, can move the ball against Indiana, I don't know if Indiana's offense is able to keep – because Indiana's offense struggled against Penn State too. I mean, Indiana's offense has sputtered a few times here to where – things could go wrong real quick for them, and then their defense has played nearly perfect. And if that's not the case, they could seemingly drop a game and be bounced here.
Good stuff, Nebraska, man.
The James Madison Oregon's interesting, though, because I don't know if you saw, there's a huge flood watch going on in Eugene right now.
Oh, really?
That could just mess with things.
That changes a lot of things, especially when you're talking about a big point spread.
Especially, I mean, Oregon's a high-flying, you know, bang-bang offense. Like, they're throwing the ball. They're, you know, they can pound the rock, but you know, Dante Moore, they rely on his arm a good bit too. So if you take that out and that limits it a little bit, similar to the Iowa game they had to play against, it can get into a scrappy game, but I just don't think James Madison's talented enough.
Let me tell you about the best story in college football right now. There was a school concert in this middle school. They say, did you find out how old this kid is? I think he's about 11, probably.
I didn't think he was that. I thought he was younger.
Maybe
I
he's only 10. This kid's probably elementary school then.
Okay. I thought it was elementary.
So this is in Tennessee, and they're singing Rocky Top. There's a young man in the back wearing a red shirt who is not singing at all. He is a Georgia fan, and as all of the kids around him, there's one other kid not singing too, but this big kid, he's in the back. As all the other kids around him are singing Rocky Top, the whole time this is going on, the kid in the back is just shaking his head. He's not singing. He's just shaking his head like, nope, not singing, nope. He's got his arms folded, shaking his head, nope. Then you can hear the kid at the end go, boo. Now, to give you a little bit of a visual, the kid looks like Kirby Smart would have looked like as a kid. If you know what Kirby Smart looks like, Georgia's coach, this kid literally looks like he could have been Kirby Smart at 10 years old. And so the funny thing is, so they're in Tennessee, everybody's singing Rocky Top, and this elementary school kid who's a Georgia fan wants nothing to do with it. I couldn't find the video. I wish I could, but he was interviewed by somebody, and he says, why weren't you singing? And the kid goes, I ain't singing that trash song ever.
They got to get him out to the Georgia's second-round matches.
So
they,
what do you think of this? Like, My kids are in chorus. I come about things in a lot of different ways. I try to look at the sports world. I try to look at things the way other people. I love it. I think it's hilarious.
Oh, my God.
This kid is a national treasure now. I promise you, Georgia will. If Georgia gets the national championship game, I promise you he'll be there.
Yeah.
Georgia will find a way. This kid, he's already blown up everywhere. Georgia will have this kid at the national championship game yelling, boo, I hate Rocky, or whatever. But saw a Facebook post from a teacher, not a teacher at the school, but just a random teacher said, I'd have never let that kid do that. He'd have been sitting in the audience next to me. So here's where the conversation to me gets interesting. Have we sapped the fun out of life?
That.
In every way, because I promise you, before this video blew up, I promise you, before this blew up and this kid became a national sensation, I guarantee you that there are teachers at that school pissed at that kid. I promise you. I guarantee, because he made a mockery of the song, standing in the back with his arms folded going no, and then when his classmates were finished, he booed on the stage. So, Justin, I guarantee there were people at that school that probably thought, poor dude is going to get in trouble for this. Instead, he's gone on to become a national sensation.
Whoever that teacher is.
I bet you there are a lot of teachers, Nathan. You agree or disagree? If you did that at Altoona Area High School, all right, and they're trying to get you to sing the Pitt fight song, all right, or the Notre Dame or Michigan fight song, or whatever, and you just flat refuse, and you're caught on video on social media, kind of being belligerent a little, do you not think there would be teachers at the school that say, Nathan Forlina, he's just a troublemaker?
Maybe the boo at the end. The rest of it, though, I mean, come on.
I love it. I think it's fantastic.
I think it's hilarious. I think it shows that, you know, rivalry still, like you know, kids grow up, he's growing up a Georgia fan. He's like, I would never support Tennessee.
Is trash.
And it's not like, you know, he's going to the University of Tennessee and this is the University of Tennessee choir. That'd be different in that case, but this is an elementary school. It's, man, you can't. That teacher said that. I couldn't disagree more either,
but school is a stuffy place. School teachers, you know, everybody has to kind of fall in line, and teachers can be a little stuffy. Mad respect to teachers for all you do for our country and everything. But sometimes teachers can get, you know, caught up in the, well, you don't embarrass us like this.
Yeah. I knew the second I saw it on the internet, that was going to take off and people were going to love it. So it's just the modern day where people are like, oh, man, that's hilarious. That he, like, It's a what, a 10-year-old doing it? Like, that's I think people will enjoy it. So I think it's not a negative look at all. Instead, people are praising this kid. And no one's ragging on this school for them all doing that as well. It's just a funny video in general. So I think there's no harm in it. People got to realize, people got to quit being soft. Who cares? It's a funny video. Let it go. I mean.
All right. Well, we'll talk some more college football. I want to mention what Joel Klatt said about the NCAA basketball tournament as well.
Your 2025 NASCAR Cup Series regular season champion is William Byron. And here he is.
I was kind of losing my mind there for a minute. Just felt like, you know, there was so much going on and just such a balance of trying to manage tires all night. And it just got crazy on those couple of restarts. You know, that one restart was kind of the tipping point. But we had, honestly, some really good runs tonight. Was happy with like the end of stage one, the beginning of stage two, and kind of throughout stage two was pretty good. Beginning of stage three, we kind of climbed forward, and then we just had that one set of tires that we put on that we fell way back. But feels great. You know, I think, like I said, my interview is really the best 12th place finish I've ever had. And, you know, we came in here and really just did a solid job. You know, we qualified solid. We always want more, but this is definitely our toughest racetrack, and we just kind of came in here and had a solid plan and executed it. So feels really good. This team's worked extremely hard, and all the guys have worked hard through the summer months, and I feel like this has been the best summer we've ever had speed wise. And we had a lot of tough things happen throughout probably, I guess, really early July. Like, we had a lot of speed, but some crashes in practice and qualifying, and then just some issues, car issues and things that happened. But yeah, just really, really cool, and looking forward to the playoffs.
You're on the final lap.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now. 800-511-5493. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-511-5493. That's 800-511-5493. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Nobody knows more about pipes and cigars than J.M. Boswell. They've been making pipes for 50 years. Here's J.M. Boswell himself.
I want to invite you all to come to our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars, great pipe blends, and you can sit in our lounge, have a smoke, enjoy yourself. Boswell Pipes is located at 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria, PA. We are open from 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturdays, and always online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
Over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house we go. The horse.
Don't get stranded on the way to Grandma's house this holiday season. At Central PA Truck, Auto, and Tire Service, they'll make sure that your vehicle is in top running order for you and your family. Why? Because they have family, too. And they understand how important it is to keep your family safe. Call Central PA Truck, Auto, and Tire Service today. 212-8200. That's 212-8200. And they will get you to Grandma's safe and sound.
I'm telling you, this is a great deal. Listen to what I'm about to read to you. Penn State football is going bowling and taking on Clemson in the Big Apple, and Grubco Busing has all your transportation needs covered. Head to legendary Yankee Stadium on Saturday, December 27th, for the Pinstripe Bowl on one of Grubco's charter buses. All right, now listen to this. This is a good price. This is a real good deal. For only $300, you will receive a round-trip travel ticket and a ticket to the Pinstripe Bowl to cheer on your Nittany Lions. Or if you already have a ticket, you can let Grubco Busing do the driving for $95. Buses leave from Huntingdon at 3 a.m. and from State College at 3:40 a.m. Drop-off is near Yankee Stadium, allowing plenty of time for pregame festivities. Call 814-907-0518 to book your day trip to the Pinstripe Bowl today. That's 814-907-0518. Check out their website at grubcobussing.com to see all of their upcoming trips and tours, including Nashville, Salem, Massachusetts, Sight and Sound, Ark Encounter, and Creation Museum, Dutch Apple Theater, and much more. Private trips are available as well. Traveling is easy because Grubco Bussing has got you covered. Don't miss out on these awesome events. Give Grubco Bussing a call today, 814-907-0518. Like I read that yesterday. Now, that's a good deal.
Yeah.
Because, again, you're talking about New York City. To save you the hassle of trying to get in and park in New York City, man, I'd pay almost anything for
about
that.
About to say, the frustration, I think, yes, is worth the $300.
Yes, absolutely.
Avoided, so.
And you get the ticket, too, to the game.
Exactly. You could see, you know, potential what was supposed to be the national championship.
Yeah, right.
Just in the Pinstripe Bowl.
Isn't that who Heather Dinich picked? Penn State Clemson? Didn't she
I think a lot of people picked Penn State Clemson. I think she did pick Penn State Clemson, but I think a lot of people were on that board.
All right, we got Dan. What's up, Dan?
Okay, Corey. Now, if we have a roast.
Oh, man. You're not invited.
We have to get Walt Young involved.
Okay. That's fine with me.
I could see Walt going up there and just flaming Corey real quick.
Like
15, 20 seconds.
Walt is a nice guy. Walt, if we have the roast of Corey Geiger, can some other people there be roasting Dan?
Well, I'll be the oldest one there for sure.
No, I don't know. Nebraska man, if we could ever get Clarkshire to come out this way, they're about as old as you.
No, I'm 6 years older than Nebraska, man.
Oh, I did not realize. I thought you were only like 74, man.
No, I'm 81.
All
81
right.
And counting.
You're the oldest geezer of our old geezer
if
listening
If there's anybody
club.
Over the age of 81, you need to call in and let us know, because as of right now, Dan's got the throne.
Dan's with it, man. He remembers everything we talk about.
Well, I was the oldest definitely at the roast week. Well, at the party last year, I was doing.
I don't know. We have a roast. I'm going to have some ground. We're going to have bylaws here. Everybody's going to have to sign a waiver contract of things that are off limits.
He might do like a little PowerPoint presentation.
Nathan already ripping me saying I'm not very handsome.
Well, you never got the answer to what that was.
Oh, that's right. I was voted, or I was named most enthusiastic.
Okay, I can see.
Obviously. Me and Lynn Corsi, 10th grade year, most enthusiastic. So there you go. Thanks for reminding me. Dan, you got anything else, man?
Yes, that fella called by the name of George yesterday. He was spot on. You know, he almost was rehearsed for that because he was spot on. And did you ever hear from him before?
Yeah, George has called. George called today as well. George has called a number of times over the years. Oh, he's got good perspective. And hey, I always appreciate everybody that's got nice words to say. Thank you, Dan. We're gonna take one more call here. We might be able to get one after the break as well. Welcome to the show. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Eric from Altoona.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, I'm hoping that Pat Kraft and Clemson AD have some good times here at the Pinstripe Bowl and decide to strike up a 2-year deal. What do you think on that?
It's
now
interesting.
Big game James is out.
I like the question because it's a very, very good college football question. I think college football is done with those games.
Well, Clemson just did that with someone. I can't remember. I think it might be Notre Dame.
But who just backed out of one? What I'm saying is, Eric, I think when you see Texas lose to Ohio State and that basically keeps them out of the play, I think that those kinds of games are going to be done. Now, maybe,
but the Miami scheduling got them in.
But yeah, so. You know, when we go to 16-team playoff in a year or two, which we will, maybe that'll alleviate some things and teams realize they can take a loss. But my point is, like, sure, Penn State fans would love to see Clemson in September until you lose that game. And then it keeps you out of the playoff. That's the danger that these coaches are very much aware of.
Well, we can wish.
Yeah, we can. Thank you, buddy. All right, we'll take one more call after the
Nobody
break.
Knows more about pipes and cigars than J.M. Boswell. They've been making pipes for 50 years. Here's J.M. Boswell himself.
I want to invite you all to come to our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars, great pipe blends, and you can sit in our lounge, have a smoke, enjoy yourself. Boswell Pipes is located at 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria, PA. We are open from 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturdays, and always online at BoswellPipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
Penn State football is going bowling and taking on Clemson in the Big Apple. And Grubco Busing has all your transportation needs covered. Head to legendary Yankee Stadium on Saturday, December 27th for the Pinstripe Bowl on one of Grubco's charter buses for only $300. And you'll receive a round-trip travel ticket and a ticket to the game to cheer on your Nittany Lions. Or if you already have a ticket, let Grubco Busing do the driving for you for only $95. Buses leave from Huntington at 3 a.m. and State College at 3:40 a.m. Drop-off is near Yankee Stadium, allowing plenty of time for pregame fun. Call 814-907-0518 to book your day trip for the Pinstripe Bowl today. That is 814-907-0518. Check out their website, grubcobusing.com, to see all their upcoming trips and tours, including Nashville, Salem, Mass., Sight and Sound, Ark Encounter and Creation Museum, Dutch Apple Theater, and so much more. Private trips are available as well. Traveling is easy because Grubco Busing has got you covered. Don't miss out on these awesome events. Give Grubco Busing a call today at 814-907-0518.
The holidays are here, a time when family surrounds the dinner table and warm memories are created. Mel and Chris at Kepner's Grandview Meats help you to create the perfect Christmas table, rib roast centerpiece, fillets, tenderloin roast, or how about a beautiful standing rib roast? Mel, Chris, and their family wish you and your family the warmest holiday season. Follow the old paths to Kepner's Grandview Meats.
Voted hometown favorite, ARC Federal Credit Union is proud to support our community with youth accounts, student loans, annual scholarships, and business loans tailored just for you. With over 200 five-star Google reviews and a commitment to local youth sports, ARC is the credit union that believes in you and your future. Visit arcfcu.org today. Your hometown credit union, where community comes first.
AKFM. All right, we want to thank our presenting sponsor every day, J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigar, for all of the support that they give our program. Yeah, so I'm glad you reminded me that I was named most enthusiastic in my 10th grade class. That should be no surprise to anyone, right?
Yeah, if you listen to Corey for 5 minutes on the air, it's pretty obvious the enthusiasm.
What does that tell you? 10th grade, I was 16. I'm literally like the same person that I was when I was 16.
You were just walking around the hallways.
I was just doing this all. I was imitating Dick Vitale all the time.
I'm about to say, I could see you at the lunch table getting really, like,
absolutely
wild up about sports.
Oh, man. I was one of those boys. We could do a show on this. Were you like one of those just real jerk-off high school boys that just made fun of everybody and everything and sarcastic and everything was stupid and blah, blah, blah?
I think every kid our age,
pretty much every boy I've ever been around.
I was never mean to someone. Like you make comments all the time.
Funny, sarcastic comments.
It sounds horrible, but you do. Yeah. But you never did to the face. Like, I never bullied somebody.
My son's 13. He's the nicest boy in the world. I hate when he's going to – because all boys do. Yeah, we're around a bunch of boys.
Because you're trying to impress, but you're trying to act cool.
You're trying to act cool, and the only way you know how to do it is by putting other people down.
Yeah, it's pretty screwed up when you think about it.
I'm taking Oklahoma.
I'm taking Bama. Let's go. Roll Tide. Spring Altoona.
Hank is WKMC, 1370 AM, 96.1 FM. Roaring Spring, Altoona, a service of Leitner Communications.
If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving you. Every morning when the sun comes up, I'm punching that clock on the wall.